Sax Monkey episode. It's episode 13.
Uneven numbers.
And I don't know your last... I do know your last name, but I'm afraid to say Andrew Toast.
Call me Toast.
Call me Toast. It's Andrew Toast here. You were actually pretty hyped up, to be honest.
I keep forgetting how hyped up I am because...
You're very hyped up.
People always have to, like, remind me. It's
stay hyped.
Stay hyped, yeah. I keep on forgetting, like... Oh, yeah, I literally... somebody in my English class in university, I told them to follow me on Instagram. And the first thing they said... Yeah, Andrew Toast, follow me. And the first thing they said when they opened my page up was, wow, you have a lot of followers. And, like...
But yeah, how many do you have?
I have, like, 950-something. Oh. Right
God,
now.
God damn.
And it keeps going up. I feel good.
Matt Rutten has like...
Matthew Rutten. I'm going to look that up right
like
now.
He's like, sorry, we're getting a little off track. That's not off track. We need it.
Anything's good. Any
this
track,
is my show.
Track, that's.
Yeah. This is us.
This is us.
You know Chris D'Elia?
No.
He's that dude I always like put on my stories that has like long hair. He's a comedian. His podcast.
Oh.
He's insane. He actually loses his mind so much.
Oh, he has
so
a podcast, too?
You know who he is?
Oh, no.
Okay, but his podcast is just... he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't really give a fuck.
What does he do?
He just... He makes some weird noises. He's all over the place. Kind of like mine. So, yeah.
Dude. Oh, what? He's at 2,412.
Come on the show.
Come on the show, man.
Boost me up, please.
Please.
Boost his...
And my 950 can't do anything. Yeah. Please help. But yeah.
Yeah. So this is, it's almost Christmas. Now, when would you want this episode out? Like Christmas Day or tomorrow?
Is this the Christmas episode?
This will be the Christmas episode.
And then we'll Merry Christmas, everybody. I don't know.
Merry Christmas.
Maybe well, it's the Boxing Day episode.
Yeah, I'll make it a Christmas episode. Yeah. And we got that 2020 vision going to 2020. I was gonna make that joke anyways. Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, this is Andrew.
Hi.
I'm almost like unknowledgeable of who he is just as much as you guys are. Andrew.
Hi.
I know you're got a little bit of a music jam going on.
Yeah. Let me just tell my whole music thing, I guess, because I don't really know how to put it. I started making music like when I was 12 and I met a dude and we are now best friends and his name is Michael and he introduced me to FL Studio. Michael.
Come on the show, Michael.
Come on the show, Michael. Honestly, he probably should. He's very good.
I should buy like another, like, what do you call these things?
Oh, like a 3-person interface. That'd be sweet. Dude, have like a whole table, like
big
HD.
Old circle, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Actually, have a little studio, man. Yeah. So I met Michael, FL Studio. Got really into FL Studio because before that it was just like, we were talking about this earlier. I used to make my first music on an app called DJ for iPod.
I actually had that.
Yeah, it was such a sick thing because that's how I learned to use like filters and stuff and know what
and, like the little drummy tappy things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like you have the effects and stuff, and you would like split up the audio and gate it and loop it and stuff. You can do crazy stuff, and I thought that was so cool. So I would like match up the BPM on two of my favorite songs and like put some weird filter effects, transition them, and I kind of just learned to make mashups like that. And I was just like...
Just like hit like actual like well-known songs?
Yeah, like Ghosts this and
was,
stuff.
Yeah,
and
this was probably around like the like 10 era. Like 2010s?
Yeah.
Right?
Like 2012.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Like definitely like the Deadmau5 era.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a huge fan of Jason Derulo.
That's so amazing.
I would have like two fucking songs going on. So like Talk Dirty and then I have Wiggle together.
I swear to God, I mashed up Talk Dirty to Me. That is definitely one of the songs that I did. Yeah.
Something Wiggle. I don't know.
It is. Yeah.
He's in Cats now, so I don't know why
Cats?
We're laughing. Yep.
Oh, my God. That is. I need to watch Cats now. I wanted to go watch that movie so bad.
Taylor Swift, Jason Derulo. Yeah. And then you got
Taylor Swift, Jason Derulo.
Yeah, that, you know that.
Is Tayo Cruz gonna be in there too?
Oh my God, Dynamite Tayo Cruz. Tayo.
What's his name? Tayo. I never pronounced it correctly.
Dynamite was a fire Dynamite song.
That was.
He's gonna go down banger. As like the best artist of that decade, for sure.
Of the decade, 2020. Here we are.
2020 vision.
Wow, 2020 vision coming at you. See you next decade, boomers. We're coming at you live.
It's December 30th, and I'm gonna be spamming all that. Just December 30th. I'm just gonna say, see you next decade.
See you next decade,
boomers.
Gonna pull out all the dad jokes that you can. You know. Yeah. What was I talking about? Oh yeah. I got DJ, and this is where GarageBand comes in. I was gonna,
which I'm using right now. Using right Don't now. Chirp me. Yeah, you got him using GarageBand, so
I had to pull out the. You use GarageBand, bro.
Dude.
Yeah, but hey, I used to use GarageBand. I'd make little melodies on the keyboard. And I would use it to export my mashups because you can you can label the audio file with like your artist name and all this stuff so that when you click on it, it shows like the album cover and all that.
Yeah.
And I thought that was cool. So I was like, dude, I can like release my stuff through GarageBand.
Dude. Wow.
And export everything and like line it up better and stuff.
It's pretty well known because we're looking at the thing right now, I think. And
it's got a good interface.
It's good.
It's a good program. Like, don't underestimate it.
It's power.
It is power. Power to the people.
It has the high ground.
It does have the high ground, Anakin. It really does.
Just a little squishy motion. Squishy. I don't know why, yeah.
We're feeling squishy up in here. But yeah.
He's just going to drink coffee on you guys. And I noticed that everyone likes to drink water on you fellas, so I'm just going to do that right now.
He's got the hydro flask.
Yeah.
Saving the turtles. GarageBand. I was using GarageBand, and I kind of think I learned more stuff about distortion and other effects and making, doing stuff with synths, but like, you can't do a whole lot with synths in GarageBand.
Mm.
So what I did is I was going to school, and I was in grade 7 at the time, and I met my friend named Michael, and he is, like, he should be famous right now. He is such a good producer. He is beyond me. He is, like, he's starting to get his own sound so refined since he's got his own sound. And even before that, this kid was on a record label in grade 7.
Wait, like what was the company again? Like the
FL Studio?
And what did it do before?
Like, oh.
Or is it like a local company? Like,
oh, sorry, no. FL Studio is a program.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I'm such an idiot. I'm such a boomer. No one knows
anything about this stuff.
Okay.
But it's like.
No one knows anything but me.
FL Studio company, bro. It's a great company.
But Michael should definitely come on the show.
Michael,
I think.
Michael, get on the show right now.
I actually think this sounds good. Yeah, keep going.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah. So I got Michael, friend, yes. And he was like, yo, you know how to do that illegal internet stuff? And I was like, well, I mean, like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying. What was the illegal free music thing back in
LimeWire?
There was LimeWire, and then there was like, did you see the Social Network movie with like
Napster?
Justin Timberlake. Napster.
That is whenever I think of that movie, that is literally the first thing that comes to mind is Justin Timberlake
and his frosted
snorting
tips.
Cocaine off some girl's body.
Napster.
Wow. What an empire. What an empire. I love it. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I met Michael, and he was like, okay, well, if you know about that illegal internet stuff, you should get this program called FL Studio. And I was like,
Shit, dog.
Say a word. This is how you make your crazy music you've been showing me.
Say sick right now.
Sick. Sick in the group chat, bro. And that's how it happened. I just started making beats, and I didn't even know how to use the piano roll till like a year later. So I wasn't actually making piano notes. I would just like put them on the sequencer, clone the instrument that I was using, and then change the instrument to a different note. And then just like put them. And then finally I realized that you can right click and click piano roll. And I was like, oh, you can just like put the notes on the thing.
Yeah, I've done that before. It's like you've been using this thing forever and it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now you actually have like a legit piano.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I have like a controller now.
Should do like a mini vlog. I'll do that for my Instagram stories and just peep around. Like, I'll do an MTV Cribs. How about
MTV
that?
MTV Cribs, you could.
Dude.
I'd show you my crib.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I wish I like didn't wake up so soon and I would have it clean for you.
Yeah, because when I got here, because it's supposed to be 11:45. It's like, what? I don't know what time it is now, but it's, well, it wasn't that late. It was my fault that I got here late, but, you know, he was still asleep.
Yeah, I awoke to an Instagram video call.
Little tips last night.
A little off the rockers, if you will. A little Gangnam Style, a little party freak.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. You were at like some sort of like club. What did I say, club?
Oh. Oh, no, you must be thinking of somebody else. I was just at like a work party.
Work party.
Oh, well, I don't know. We were like drinking and playing Quiplash. That sort of thing.
Quiplash, yeah. Love that shit.
Yeah. But, hey, man, gotta get a little wild sometimes. But, yeah.
It's that college stereotype.
College stereotype, post-graduation life. This is where it's at.
Yeah, and you graduated from my school like 2 years ago.
Yeah. How have you been?
Well, you know.
Did you graduate yet?
No, I'm going to graduate this year. Yeah.
Congrats, buddy. Still trucking through her.
So at that school.
Through. Dude, yeah.
What did you like about the school?
Margaret Mary was a good school. I take it for... Why would I say take it for granted? That's not...
Did you?
No.
Get out of there.
I absolutely took my time to, like, roast that school while I was there. Like, I shat on everybody while I was at that school. It was pretty bad.
Everyone does. No one likes it.
I mean, that's high school, though. That's what high school does.
But do you think, like, after graduating, do you look back and you're like,
Yeah, I do. I kind of, like, I regret my actions, but I don't really care because, like, who doesn't regret their actions in high school?
Dude, but I'm like, with you because, like, some people, like, you might know some people, and I definitely know a lot of people that they think high school is their life.
Yeah.
And after, it's going to be ruined.
Okay, I can go on a tangent about that.
Let's go!
Let's go. Let's roast it. Yeah, I'm going to bring it up. So,
we're going to make a DaBaby song.
We're going to make a DaBaby song. Oh, my God.
What the fuck are we doing?
Hell yeah. It's big brain hours. But yeah, okay.
This is our high school, by the way.
This is our high school. Yeah. This is what it was like in high school.
For him.
And this is from my perspective. Oh, yeah. So to give context, the junior high that I came from,
AJM?
Had no Louis.
Oh
yeah, it had different people, like not necessarily better, but like different people. These people weren't didn't have as much financial upness, didn't have great financial homes. Not saying they were poor, but what I mean by that is...
They couldn't just, like, go to Hawaii two times a year.
Yeah, their parents didn't buy them BMWs. You think I'm talking about one person, I'm talking about multiple people. You get it. But no roast to that. It's all good. If you want a BMW, that's totally fine. But anyway, I came from a school where, you know, not a lot of people were rich. So... coming to Margaret Mary, which is in a rich neighborhood, that raised some weird flags to me, because I came in and all these girls are wearing their fancy Lululemons and everything.
Hardly wearing any clothing.
Hardly.
Dude, see, you should that's see the school thing now. Like, one time, like, does especially Halloween.
Oh, no.
Halloween, you're not really dressing up. There's nothing to dress over.
That's a yikes.
Yeah.
That's a big yikes, honestly.
Honestly, that's like a whole different epi right there.
That is.
Dude, I don't get it. Oh, my God. I would never let my daughter to wear some stuff.
Right?
I'm not saying, like, you can't wear that. You're slut. I'm just saying, just like, hey, hoodies are nice.
Hoodies are nice.
And actually, guys do like cozy clothes.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on.
Hey, if I want to hug a girl, I want a hoodie on.
I would rather hug a girl with a hoodie.
I'm not trying to grope you.
Yeah.
I just want to hug you.
Just push your boobs down.
Put it down. Let it. It's natural. Let it sink. Let it sink in.
Is there a percentage on this Red Bull?
Dude, now you got me thinking.
Dude, this shit, dog.
Coffee's hitting, bro. Shit's hitting different. Yeah.
It's insane, though.
It is. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll continue the Margaret Mary. So yeah, coming here. And, like, I remember walking in on the first day and just seeing people and seeing the way that they would talk to each other. And I'm, like, I'm totally, like, sociopathic when it comes to people that I don't know.
Just, like, kind of antisocial. Not, yeah. like, because I'm like that. Like, people kind of, like, it's hard to talk to new people.
Yeah.
Like, right now, like, we hardly know it, and it's,
yeah,
like,
there's still, like, a bit of a wall here.
Yeah.
But it's
opening up to people.
Yeah,
it's good.
And like for a person like me, it's hard to do that. Like I don't open up to people well, but I'm still like as I've grown in the past couple of years, I think I've worked on that a lot, which is why I'm able to talk to you right now.
That's good, dude.
That's good, man. But yeah, like especially in high school, just huge anxiety, taking it out on people through just being socially terrible, you know, just not being great as a person talking to new people. I don't know how to really explain this. Yeah, I just hated everybody there because they were rich and I didn't like that they were closed-minded.
Okay.
That sums it up kind of.
Were you ever kind of like, well, did you have like a niche? Niche meaning like,
I guess so, cuz like niche as in people that I did like or
yeah, just kind of like yeah, likes and...
Yeah, because, like, I was friends with, like, Rianne and Ibrahim and Fabricio, and those were, like, they were, like, open-minded people, and, you know, they were, like, really chill, and I liked them. They were, like, very welcoming people, which is, you know, that's all I was really looking for, was just, like, welcoming people.
Facts. I should have talked to you more. I was dealing with other shit, like...
You were in, like, another girlfriend.
Grade, so... Girlfriend. It was disgusting.
Dude. So many girlfriend problems in high school.
Whoa.
Not so many. Not so many. Like one. Like okay, one girlfriend same. Problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, yeah. But, no, yeah.
Bitches be crazy sometimes.
But, yeah. 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 High school is weird. It's so weird to think back on, especially after graduating.
Yeah, it's a weird place. Like, because I think I've talked about high school at least like the last three episodes. I'm sorry. I think I'm generally just so excited to graduate. Like, I have a lot. Like, actually, this year, I've actually lost more friends and I've gained a lot of more friends. Because it's like.
It's how it works. You got to get used to things changing.
Cause some people can't help that. And some people can't just, like, accept the fact that I think you're a shitty person. And.
Yeah. Like, you have to build. Like, it's nice to be friends with people and it's okay to.
Hell yeah.
Be friends with people. Knowing that they have a problem with themselves, and it's okay to be friends with them as long as you help them with their problem. But sometimes you get to a point where they don't grow as a person and they let their problems. Whoa. Yeah.
Shit, Andrew.
Like this is, I'm talking some adult shit right now.
He's graduated.
I just graduated.
So
listen to me. I'm basically a professor at a university of psychology right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Like, the thing I've learned is that some people will be able to change themselves and some people won't grow, and some people will get worse. And the people that don't grow are easier to deal with. The people who get worse are obviously people that you're going to be cutting out in your life eventually,
yeah,
if they get to a really bad point. Like, I've never really cut anybody out of my life. I've only talked to them less because that's just the way I am. I'm not like,
yeah.
But some people have started to affect my life in ways that I don't like. And those people are
kind of like intoxicated and shit.
Yeah, like I can't just be helping you all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotten with some people to the point where they're like, hey man, can you lend me $30? Calling me at like,
I've never had, that sucks.
No, yeah, like that shit happens. And that's okay. Like, those people, some of those people, I see growth in them. Like, I see that they can grow. And
there's hope.
I haven't given hope, given up. Yeah. There's hope. But yeah, like, I won't stop talking to those people. I don't care that they call me all the time asking for money or a favor or whatever.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's an easy favor. But I'm not going to give them my money all the time. And I will tell them, like, dude, you got to stop. Like, you got to grow yourself more.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a whole nother scenario. We were talking about, like, high school.
Yeah.
With people in high school, those are easier people to deal with. I still to this day are friends with a lot of people who never grew out of the, like, high school psychology.
They still kind of trap. Miss it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And they still cause drama and stuff. But it's like, I think especially now, I've started to move away from those people. But it's also like, it's such an inescapable personality to find in people. Like, everybody's going to have a little bit of that inside of them.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be a little bit dramatic. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't really know what else to say about that.
Yeah, like, of course we've had, you've probably had some great times at high school.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. But I think this is, you know, I think this fits kind of the theme, because there's always a theme where a new year is a new year, and then I think it's good to grow as a human.
Absolutely.
Because it's not just, like, you also grow with, like, people around you, and if you don't have, like, people around you to help you, just be your, like, I think if people are just themselves, and you have people that accept you.
Yeah.
Dude, that's fire, dude.
It's fire.
It's pretty fire.
Like, it's so rare to find, and I think it's something everybody really wants right now, because not only can, if you're around people that you can be yourself with, not only can you be great friends with those people, but you can do, like, amazing things. Like, not to talk from, like, putting friends into business, but, like, seriously, I only get creative with people that I can be myself around, because
right now,
like, I love to be collaborative with so many people, but some people are just, like, weird, and, like, like, I don't just, like, automatically hate people that are weird like that, because some people are, like, weird in a way where you can be yourself, but, like, some people are just, like, bad vibes. Like,
bad vibes.
They're doing this for the money. That's why they want your skill,
yeah, type of thing. I'm just here carrying probably a solid 20 views an episode. Am I going to grow? Fun. Who knows? But this is, this is what I'm doing.
Dude, I hope you grow. Honestly, it's a dope podcast. Like, you got a sick setup here.
Yep, it's pretty solid.
I appreciate
solid.
It. It's pretty solid. You got the mic stands.
I don't need a DLS. What is it? DCL camera? What is
DSLR
it?
Camera. Yeah.
See, I don't even know what it's called.
You got this camera. It's doing just fine.
Yeah.
I think it's dope. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll say. But like, yeah. Like, I 100% agree with that, dude.
Thank you.
Just everything. It's just, yeah. It's better to be with people that you can, like, relate. You don't even have to relate. Just good people.
Just good people. Just people that don't mean you harm. People
and I'm excited that are to, like, to just graduate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm like, you're kind of like in the real world now. Like, how is it going?
The transition from high school to being an adult has been so, like, it is intense. It's actually been intense.
Shit.
Like, get ready. Get ready.
Everyone says that.
It's not been bad. It's intense in a good way. Because so many good things have happened. Like, right after high school ended, I was, like, in party mode all summer. Like, and all winter, too.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Just drinking and drinking every weekend. Because what else am I doing? I don't have a job. Or no, I did have a job, but I wasn't working.
IKEA?
IKEA. IKEA's nice. Great. Such a great job. But yeah, just out with friends because I'm an adult now. I can do whatever I want. That's
you go out to pubs. Fuck you, yeah, minors. Fuck you, mom.
You know?
Minors.
Minors. Yeah, get out of here, 17-year-olds. You suck.
Yeah, you can't be crashing.
Yeah.
E-boys.
Yeah, yeah, e-boys, e-boy gang. Out at the bar with my e-boys. Yeah.
That's a fucking mess.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I'm just
Merry
like,
Christmas.
Pure autism mode. Just. But yeah. Yeah, it is a weird experience because the first thing that happened was I got more into the music community here and around Edmonton.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, and that's how I started growing, because I was at, like, being pretty socially capable at that time, and I made music, and people realized that I made music, and people were following me, and then it was like, you know, I think we did a show at an open mic, which was me and Cameron, and I was doing some sampling and playing with my synth, and he was on bass.
He was in our school.
No.
Or a different Cameron.
Different Cameron, okay, yeah. Cameron Brown, yeah. Absolutely legendary.
Good guy.
Very good guy.
On the show.
Get him on the show. He's good, just get him on the show. But yeah, he's amazing. He's really amazing at playing, like, any instrument ever, whether he's played it or not.
Ooh,
but, like,
that's sick.
He's got music in his blood. He's a Brown. If you know James Brown,
ooh, he's
Cameron Brown,
guy.
He's a Brown.
He's a Brown guy.
He's a Brown guy, you know? And his whole family's been in music for so long. Mm. I don't know a lot about his family, but I know his sister has gotten, like, I think, like, an Edmonton Music Award. She's, like, extremely good. We're going to be working with her.
Wow. That sounds sick. So, like, a major collab.
Yeah.
Fam collab and
fam
Andrew.
Fam collab. Like, he's always and making Andrew. Music with his sister, too. So I'm excited to see the things that he's coming up with. Because, yeah, I guess I should talk about kind of where Sweater Cuff is at.
Yeah, dude. Like, okay. So it's you and, yeah, because I've always wanted to know what Sweater Cuff is.
So right now, Sweater Cuff is... and I've never really talked in detail about Sweater Cuff. I've always tried
this
really
is
hard.
First, holy shit. Guys, ET Canada or ET America, dude, this is the first ever. So if you want this, you have to come to me for copyright.
Yeah.
Or copy
Sax
strike
Monkey
you.
Copyright 2019.
Copy strike ET.
Copy strike
and
ET.
And PewDiePie.
And PewDiePie. Subscribe to PewDiePie. Yeah. Oh man, what was I gonna say? Sweater Cuff. So Sweater Cuff started as a shitpost account on SoundCloud.
I did follow that.
Yeah,
because after like high school, like I thought it was all kind of just like shits and gigs. Like, cause Prodi at the time was doing music. I'm like, okay. Like, I,
you know,
like, because I liked
about.
You better, so I'm like, okay, I'll give it a go. But then you actually that's started, fine. Like, getting shit for real, so I'm like, okay, he's got it.
I got something.
Prodi.
I don't know.
I want to get Prodi on the podcast.
I think it would be amazing
he's a meme,
if you did.
But, like, he gets memed on pretty,
he gets,
but I want to get the insight,
he gets roasted.
Dude.
I do want the insight. I want Claude after the fame.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm afraid, like, if I do it, every, like, his, like, members will be in the room, so I'm like... Hey, man,
ooh.
This is all for shits and gigs. Because, like, you know when, like YouTubers have, like, beef, but then it's, like, just for shits and gigs?
Yeah.
I want to
yeah.
have that.
I want
Prodi
that.
I should definitely be on.
I want fake beef with Young Prodi. That's what I want. You know, I have a whole tangent, because I have a big friendship with Claude. He used to live down, there's a field, and he used to live at the end of the field.
Oh, yeah.
In, like, the apartment. And we were good friends. We went to grade six together. We went to grade six together. It sounds so weird. But, yeah, went to the school over here together. He was a great guy. He beat up the neighborhood bully for us. He's actually such a nice guy. Like, Claude is...
Oh, he is, yeah,
He's absolutely love the guy. I would never actually roast the guy. I pick on him a lot, but he's the nicest guy, you know? Yeah, like, I used to borrow him, like, my PS3 controller, and he still has my Walkman that I gave him.
Whoa.
Apparently.
The Walkman is... That's a sick.
Lot of, yeah. So in case you think I'm not famous, Young Prodi has my Walkman.
Yeah, so give it back.
Yeah. Claude, please give me back my Walkman. But yeah, no, you can keep it. I don't care. But yeah, that was my friendship with Claude. He was a nice guy. Just always that dude, keeping buff,
yeah, going
running the track, just being a dude, just being an absolute unit, honestly.
Yeah, he's didn't he give him, like, guy. A scholarship to pursue his rap?
Did he? That?
Well, like, that...
I would have thought he got a scholarship to pursue, like, something in...
Track.
In track.
But supposedly, like, well, this is what I hear from that. This is why we need Prodi.
This is why we need Young Prodi on...
Because, yeah, like, supposedly he... I'm afraid if, like, we tag him, he's gonna do it, but I don't know how to, like, because, honestly, I came somewhat prepared for this.
Yeah.
But
dude, if you can get them on,
like, because usually, like, they go, like, guests take it a roundhouse. This is not what I expect.
A roundhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no.
If you can do it, I'd say do it. Like, honestly. Yeah.
That's why we need Prodi, though. So.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, though.
He is a great guy. Claude, if you're watching, love you, brother.
Yeah.
You're still a brother in my heart, whether you like it or not. But yeah. What can I say? He's a great guy. Oh, man. How did we get to this?
I don't even know where we were before, to be honest.
Shit. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do have some questions.
Slap them up.
For us. So we'll take, like, a little swiggity swoogity. And I do have one sponsor today. It's not official, Andrew. It's not official. One of my teammates from my ball hockey thing told me I could sponsor the team. So, hey, guys and girls and puck bunnies. Hey, man, you missing the ice? Ah, shucks. Yeah, me too. I quit 2 years ago, dude. But guess what? I'm on a ball hockey team. It's called Crushers Ball Hockey.
Whoa.
Dude, you should show up whenever. We have a social media account, only Instagram, Crushers Ball Hockey.
Crushers.
Yeah, it's aggressive. Well, I'm aggressive.
Aggressive.
You got, like, three players that always get suspended. Evan. I keep forgetting. Alan. The other kid. They all go to Skona, and everyone likes Skona kids, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. They're Skona good looking, kids. Sexy, and I'm just here in Mother Margaret Mary. But, hey, that's okay. I know a lot of girls come out sometimes, but we need to spread it out more. No more puck bunnies. We need men. We need women. We need of all ages and genders. And why not a toy? A toy giraffe.
Toy I'll giraffe. Come out.
It starts April, I think, or March, but it's going to be great. So get it going.
Fuck that. Get going. That was a good sponsorship.
Imagine if I do that shit for real. I actually can't because I'm not 18 yet.
Really?
No.
That's why they're not giving you any?
Well, you know my, like, intro and outro thing, which I will put on after? I did a little, like, I didn't get any money for it, but I just felt like I should sponsor it. That's why I did the thing on my Instagram. But
yeah, I saw that. I thought that was pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. And I was actually going to, like, ask you or my friend Quaid we should make a song.
I'd be down to make a Sax Monkey podcast theme song, yeah.
Or just like a song. Just a song. I want to put some locals.
Sax Monkey.
Yeah. But would you have to pay? Would I have to pay?
No.
I could.
I do.
I mean, I did pay for my art for my podcast.
Don't even pay me. Like, I do shit for free for stuff like this.
Do you get paid, though?
Do I get paid for
Sweater Cuff? Or...
I mean, my only source of income from music has been putting stuff on Spotify, which I don't make a lot off of because I'm not like crazy popular. But you do, you get a little bit of money here and there.
Yeah, because I know like you could put shit out on Spotify because I like, yeah, oh my god, the whole keep process. Getting, like,
cents. Yes. And it just keeps coming in like little bits, right?
Yeah.
So like at the end of like a year, maybe you made like $10. That's like, but now that I'm like starting to promote my stuff more, like recently I put one of my songs on a Spotify playlist and the views have just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
So like I'm expecting like more money to come in from that probably by the end of like the couple months.
Like you said before, like some of people are in it for the money. Like, like that's why like I appreciated you because like a lot of people like outside of high school or like inside of high school and they come out, they don't really, I'm not saying they don't do it much. It's just like just stuff creatively that you don't really see people doing. Like,
that's the thing. They just don't.
Like Noah attempted to make a movie. Sorry, Noah, get on the podcast.
I would like if you made another movie, we should make a movie, Noah.
Yeah. But and then you musically, and then Matt has his lot of stuff
doing like literally everything.
Yeah, man,
he's doing comedy right now. That's his big thing.
He keeps saying, "I trip him so much for like, are you gonna make videos or not?"
I want him to make videos again. We've been hanging out like a lot recently. We were hanging out like last night. We went to go see Rise of the Skywalker.
Oh shit! Don't tell me any spoilers. Please.
I won't. Okay. I'll keep my mouth
shut.
Was it
good? I heard it was a little pacey.
It was okay. So the beginning was definitely felt like they literally sped up the video, like it. Like some of the dialogue was like, it felt like they literally sped up the video. Like everything, people just like talking like so unnaturally. During like the last half was definitely good.
Okay,
so it was definitely good. Like
it's like the reverse Last Jedi, because like the first beginning was good and then shit at the end. Did you like The Last Jedi?
The Last Jedi was actually, I'm gonna be honest, The Last Jedi, I almost want to say was the best out of the three.
Wow.
Yeah, like that's a lot to take in.
If I'm on, like, because everyone's a fucking critic now, man. Dude, literally every kid's movie critic now. It's like, it's got the visuals. The editing is so bad.
That's
dude, so many kids in my school that I just want to punch.
Yeah.
You're not a movie critic, dude. Go away.
Yeah. For real.
But I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes. I just kind of just go and, hey, you know?
I know where you're coming from with that, yeah.
Because my first thing coming out of the movie, I'm like, hey, that was pretty good. Second time watching, I'm like, because the whole chase scene was annoying. It's like, running out of gas. Guess we died.
Yeah, okay. You know, there's a lot the that chase I forgot scene that was so terrible. Long. Yeah.
Did you see the YouTube video of, like, someone, like, dissecting the entire, like, throne battle?
No, I need to watch
it. It is so funny, because if you watch it, there's, like, one guy going off screen just because Rey kicks the Snoke people. Battle?
The Snoke battle?
Yeah.
At
the end of, like, Last Jedi.
That was...
It looks sick.
It looks sick. It was so cool. It was great.
Like, it's bad when people dissect it.
No, yeah. Like, I think...
Kylo Ren's, like, my favorite character from that whole entire, like, saga.
Can I give you, like... I think after watching Rise of the Skywalker...
Don't spoil.
I won't spoil it.
Okay, but just...
It just made...
Was it good?
It was good. I want to give you a hint.
Was it satisfying?
It was like, yeah, like it put a good, like, it tied like a good bow.
Okay, because like Return of the Jedi, that's like the biggest bow you could give. That's like, hey man, we're going to dance with Ewoks.
Anakin Skywalker is going to show up.
No, yeah, that was great.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, actually, I just like rewatched because I got Disney Plus recently.
Dude, yeah.
So before, before going to see Rise of the Skywalker, I like, binge watched.
Yeah, Sam, I'm doing that right now.
I actually only made it up to Attack of the Clones. and that was like such a boring movie. But like,
well, I do it chronologically, so like prequels. Then
I realized that as I was watching the prequels, I should have just watched the prequels first. But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that would have made it cool. But yeah, no, like after watching the originals, I realized why people complain so much about the new trilogy, because the new trilogy is by Disney, and it's like, it's for kids. It is made for kids.
I don't like Disney. Well, Disney ruined it. I'm not one of those people that, I'm not one of those people that say, like, ruin it. Like, here's the thing with me.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a point in my life, like, maybe the last year or year, like, because I became, like, such, if you will, a movie buff. And I thought I had to watch all this stuff because here's the thing. I've applied to school to, like, Nate to become a film director.
Ooh. I was interested in that.
Or just cinematography. But, like, here's the thing, man. It's a good program. My things of light or passions changed so much. Because I thought hockey was the only thing to go by. Because I thought I would have made it far. I'm not saying NHL. I'm just saying, like, far enough where I think I
could. Yeah, like, you can do a lot, even if you don't make it to the NHL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially get back to school and stuff.
Yeah, like, my friend, actually, he plays, paraplegic hockey.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, he's like, he's on like sledge hockey? Yeah, sledge hockey, that's what's called. And he's on like Team Canada, I think.
You know him?
Not like Team Canada. He was or something.
Oh.
He was on a very big team, like an international team. Like he travels a lot right now. He's always on a plane going somewhere with his team. So yeah,
that's
like
fire.
Yeah, he's doing super great for himself. We've been like, cuz I haven't seen him in like years. Like, last time I saw him, I, like, picked him up from the airport from one of his games.
Yeah. I'm not just saying that because, like, what those guys do is insane. Because, like, I tried such hockey, shooting that and just skating.
No, I tried it once. He brought me out to the rink, and I, like, tried doing it, and it's like, how do I move?
How
do you do that? Like, you need that upper body strength.
Yeah.
So much.
Like Joe Swanson.
Literally Joe Swanson.
Peter.
Oh, my God.
Come play sledge hockey, Peter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rise of Skywalker was good.
Rise of Skywalker. That's what we were talking about. Yeah. Rise of Skywalker, it was good. Like, considering the fact that it was, you know, plagued with Disney.
I get that.
It was all right.
Like I was saying before, because I used to be like, I thought I had to watch everything. I haven't seen The Godfathers yet. Don't crucify me. But
no, same.
Really don't care. I don't care. Mafia movies are not my thing. I watched The Irishman the whole way through, 3 hours. Thought it was okay. No, I thought it was good. Like, I thought it was so long. It was great.
But am I
going to watch another Mafia movie?
Yeah, like, I don't know how people have all the time to watch all this stuff. Because, like, my parents will, like, tell me, hey, watch Stranger Things. Like, my parents are telling me. It's good. Like, I need to watch it. I like
the third season much better, but it's good.
I definitely want to start watching it.
It's very 80s. I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think I watched the first episode not too long ago. But, just, like, the only series that I have watched is probably like all the way through BoJack Horseman. I finished recently. That was such a good.
I love that show. I watched that show. Like, I didn't finish the whole series. I just only watched the first season when Netflix first came out with it.
Mm,
When I first got Netflix, I just finished the first season. I kind of forgot about it.
It gets kind of hard to get through, but like, it's rewarding because like, it kind of has the same effect as like, The Office, where like, you know, the show is really funny, and in the beginning they're really good at writing the comedy, but like, then you kind of see that they kind of trade the comedy for the drama.
But
there's still a lot of comedy. They actually balance it really well throughout BoJack Horseman. It still made me laugh a lot, but like, you can tell it was definitely more about the drama getting into the sixth season. And you know, I hate when shows do that, but like, BoJack Horseman kept me walking, kept me on my feet.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's like other shows you've watched?
I have been slowly turning into a weeboo.
Oh, my sister's going to love this episode.
What's up?
Shout out to my sis.
Shout out, sister. Big weep.
Watches Naruto. Hero nice. Academia. I know all this shit because of her. I'm not a weep.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not a weeb yet.
I've tried watching it. Like, I've tried watching Attack of Titans, but I just can't because it's just...
Yeah, some of them are, like...
I get it, though. I get why people like anime.
Yeah,
me too. I 1,000% get it. I love, like, the art style of it. I love... Yeah. The action sequences are fucking insane.
No, yeah, fuck. Yeah.
It blows your mind sometimes. It really does. Guys, America, get on that.
Colonize Japan. No. But like,
America, stay away from Japan again.
Yeah, please stay away. I don't want that
again.
But yeah, oh man. Yeah. Like, I started in grade 9. My friend introduced me to the anime world with Full Metal Alchemist, which is a fucking amazing show.
I've heard of it.
If you're an angsty atheist like I was in 9th grade.
Yeah, fuck God, man.
Yeah, fuck God. Fuck my parents. I hate everything. Oh, yeah. That's how it feels. And I was just like such a rebellious little twit at that time. So Full Metal Alchemist fell into my heart deeply. It was something I held close, and it was a badass series. Very amazing, great series. Definitely watch it if you have the time. But yeah, that was a great anime. I attempted to watch Sword Art Online shortly after, but did not get too interested in it. I have been actually more interested in anime movies now, like Perfect Blue was one that I watched, and Akira is another one I rented from the library. I'm going to start watching soon. But again, I haven't even watched a lot of these things because I don't have the time. Like, I don't give myself the time.
Yeah.
I do have the time. I just don't.
I get that, dude, because, like, it's hard to, like, I don't watch a whole bunch of, like, I can't. I don't get why people watch so many TV shows. Like, I've only watched this past decade. Yeah. Decade. This past decade, I've probably. I like using the word decade now because everyone's using it. Probably past decade, I've only watched, I can't say decade, The Office, obviously, once, or I think twice. Everyone watches it 16 times. It's like, hey, go outside, you know?
Go get some fresh air.
Just get some Dawns, I don't know.
Yeah, literally, if you're going to spend your money on Netflix, you might as well just go get some, like,
fucking Dawns. Get a big some, double, bro.
Like, food, put just matter food. In your body,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, like The Office, Friends, wasted my time. Breaking Bad, I try to watch it five times, can't get past the second season. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
I can't.
I feel like that's what's going to happen.
And I've watched Game of Thrones, obviously.
It's like Breaking Bad is one that I watched. I didn't watch it all the way through, but I watched it in bits and pieces with my parents. Like, my parents would just have it on, and I'd come in, hey, what happened up to this episode?
You know,
and
Jesse said bitch.
Jesse Whoa. Said bitch. Oh, dude, plot twist. Wow. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
I'm here to sell you meth, bitch. Larry.
Thank you. Meth. Yeah. I love meth. God, I love meth.
Do you sniff it or do you inject it?
I usually inject meth.
Oh, my God. It's a hot needle.
It's a hot needle. Catching that dragon, bro. Gotta love that. Gotta love heroin and meth.
Hell yeah.
Great, dude. Great combination.
Podcast is shit.
Tangent.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. I got some questions. Yeah.
What's your question?
We'll kind of like wrap it up. This is questions that I have, like, really quick. We'll do a little quickie quick.
Mm-hmm.
A little quickie. So, okay. We'll go with this because, like, YouTube has been, I would say, a big part of my life.
Yeah.
I think everyone kind of.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just no one that, like, people that in wouldn't, so like, really, ways. Like, go out to parties. And I haven't gone out to, like, an official party yet, so.
Hey, I just, not a lot of parties. I just kind of do what people are doing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. I hate making plans.
Me
don't,
too.
I'm coming to make plans.
Partly because I'm bad at it, and partly because.
Yeah. And I never invite, like, people to like party at my house because it's like, this is my house.
Yeah, and like
if you wreck it,
I love
kind of a dick.
House parties versus going to the bar.
Yeah,
but it's hard to do that when you have parents. So yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents would be like, my mom would be like, "Hey, dude, I got beer," but she's always like, "You need to invite more people over." But I'm like,
"Yeah." Oh, does she like say invite more people over?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like the opposite of my parents. My parents are like, "You can't have people over," or like six people is like,
well,
the limit.
Maybe I'll have a house party with you, Matt, and we'll get Michael.
Yeah,
on.
We'll drinking get Michael on the podcast.
I'm gonna do a drinking podcast when I'm 18.
That would be awesome.
I could do it now, but I don't want to be like this kid.
My age is censored. Yeah.
I hate that YouTube thing now. It's like, is this for kids? I don't know.
Probably. We're going to touch the gray line and see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so best YouTuber. Like, I'm not just to name a couple YouTubers of the decade for you, yeah. Andrew.
Definitely Filthy Frank. Is
fuck yeah,
A1 top tier,
like Filthy Frank, Max Mofo, iDubbbz, just those three. I can't pick
those three.
Yeah,
like Max Mofo and iDubbbz I watched like not a whole lot but still I've always had the same respect as anybody else has had for them. They're an amazing trio.
That's when YouTube was like edgy and just so
that
fun.
That was peak of our time.
I feel like that's what YouTube should be. Videos you've never seen
really
before.
Is.
Now it's all like, this guy said this. YouTube drama. Then like Keemstar came in.
I'm this close to just like making a website that is YouTube all over again. And just
post your
videos retro. On LiveLeak, honestly. I'll watch them.
YouTube retro, fam.
YouTube retro.
You can get monetized for whatever.
Exactly. I'll just
don't show
you
your tits, but
making videos. Yeah, you know.
Clickbait.
Woo. Yeah.
Good trio. The cake trilogies were just...
Oh, my God. Yeah. Those are insane times. Those are...
I sometimes watch them sometimes. I just like... I like to look back.
I literally, at midnight, I cry for Papa Franku. I need to open up my YouTube and search up that Filthy Frank TV.
Rest in peace. Now he's Joji now. He's totally different.
Oh, totally different.
Respect Joji.
Respect Joji. Like, I still listen to Joji so much. Like, he is such an amazing artist.
He totally changes it. He's not even Filthy Frank. He doesn't even act or sound or look like him.
Yeah. It just goes to show how multi-talented he is, too.
Oh, for sure.
Like, he's an amazing artist. And 88 Rising is, like, a staple of music in a lot of ways. Very good group of people. And I'm so glad that Joji is a part of that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because he deserves to have that group of people around him. But yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Joji is, yes, Filthy Frank. Beta 64. Might come off as a weird choice. That's a YouTuber.
Okay. Is he like a gamer?
He's a gamer.
Sounds like a gamer, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
What a beta.
Yeah, what a beta. But no, like, he's actually amazing because his channel's grown so much because I've been really into, like, game design videos and videos that talk about, like, behind the scenes of, like, you know, what happened in this beta, what changed since the final release or whatever. And that's what he does. He finds and digs for information on people making the games, developers, and game development.
I like that kind of shit too. Like, especially like finding. There's like a bunch of them. I can't name like one YouTuber, but like YouTubers that find like old antique shit. Like, who's that black guy that Will Smith was like, aha. Marcus Brownie?
Marcus Brownlee.
I like Marcus Brownie. Yeah. I like him. Yeah.
Marcus Brownie. Yeah.
Such a joke, man.
That was amazing. Good time.
Will Smith's my favorite YouTuber.
Will Smith is my favorite YouTuber. Will Smith, like, Will Smith's so weird to me right now because it seems like all he does is just make TikToks.
His videos
and gas
are weird
up Jaden.
On his Instagram. It's like, who edits his videos?
Literally, I've asked myself that so many times. Like, who is editing your videos? Who is producing these?
Yeah,
like, there's no way you're doing this all yourself.
It's like the boomerang thing. Every video he has is just a boomerang sometimes.
Yeah. Like, old, like Microsoft transition boomerang or something.
Yeah. That shit. Any,
H3. H3, okay, yeah. H3, why could I forget that?
Yeah. H3. I think
that goes with everyone. Yeah, iDubbbz, H3, Filthy Frank. Oh, man, it's on the tip of my tongue. He, like, made the Papa John's meme.
That was H3.
That was...
Oh, JonTron.
JonTron.
Dude, JonTron. JonTron. See, he's still pretty fire. He's still making... I mean, some of the shit is like, what's... I don't know why he'd make the video, but it's still funny.
I never, like, again, never really watched a lot of JonTron, but, like, still high respect.
Yeah, but like the Flexio.
Yeah, no, that those like are the legendary. Video
ever.
That's, like, meme of our generation.
I'll take your entire stock.
I'll take your entire stock. I love that. He's got so much charisma.
Oh, it's dude. Beautiful. It's like, sometimes, like, when they just make up fucking weird videos, it's just, why? But it's still funny. That's why I like Not Jakey. He's like a...
Yes.
You know Not Jakey?
That's another one. That's another one.
Thank God.
Oh, my God.
He's actually, like, my favorite YouTuber. Because
he makes music, too. Did you know that?
Love. What's his... I sound like a fucking idiot, but I play his shit. One song. I think it's... I play it, like, almost every day. Nice. It was actually to be my outro.
Yeah, because, like, I not stumbled. Dead yet? Yeah, that's the one. That's the one that I'm talking about right now.
Yes.
Like,
look at this, guys.
It came up on my, like, Spotify radio, and I was like, wow, this is really great. Who is this? And, like, I opened my phone, and it says Jakey. And I was like, oh, it kind of sounds like that Naked Jakey guy. And then I look on his profile.
Naked Jakey.
Yeah. And wait, that's just him with makeup on.
his YouTube video was like, you know my name.
Oh, he's actually amazing. And I was just like, wow, this guy is so wholesome. What the hell?
He's so fucking underrated, dude.
So underrated.
I think it's what we need because he's original. And he's like what I was talking about, like when people just make up. Like, who thinks about making a video about talking about beer and video games? And he gets so drunk in it. He's like...
That's amazing.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah. Naked Jakey is actually like a god of our... I think he's definitely like one of the YouTubers of our generation.
I've watched him like... I started watching him a year ago because I found him on Twitter.
Yeah.
I actually followed his Twitter before his YouTube. So I think it was like a week. And I'm like, this guy's funny as hell. I'm like, oh, he's a YouTube video. And then his one was like a 37-minute video of talking about why Red Dead 2 was bad.
Yeah. Dude, I love those videos. Those nostalgic videos. That's what got me hooked on him was just like him talking about it must have been like a video of like PS1 games or something like that. But just like so many things where it's just like, wow, yeah, me too as a kid. Yeah. Like how old are you?
It gets emotional and stuff and it's like, it's wholesome.
Yeah,
it's great.
Exactly. Because like some of these people too are like, look older. And then you realize that you look older too. And like you're like, I have a beard now. Like I don't think of myself with a beard. Like I think of myself as like a 4-year-old. Like
with a hat.
With a hat on. With like, I got a like propeller hat on. This doesn't even say golf on it. I'm just spinning. I'm still a little child. But like it's weird. You'll see people and they're older, and you're like, how old are you? How do you know everything I know?
Yeah, it's weird. Like he's like, I think he's like 24. Dude, I love him so much. Like, if you don't know who, like his name is Not Jake. He's like, he's my favorite YouTuber at the moment. Because my favorite all time is H3H3. Because he's been with me. Like, everyone says it. It's like, you know, he's really helped me a lot. But it's true. He's been like, he's just so fucking funny. Both of them are so funny. And they have this editing, which is hilarious. Like, Not Jakey. It's like,
yeah.
And it sucks when people take like his style. Because a lot of people that steal his style, like
Dunkey is amazing, though.
He is so funny.
Oh my god! That is another one on the list. Dunkey. Oh my god. An absolute
like his
god.
His voice is just. Yeah. He's so fucking funny, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what got me hooked on Dunkey. It was just like.
Yeah, I can't come up with like any like. quotes right now, but he's, yeah, they're really funny. PewDiePie was, he had his time with me, like, I don't really watch him a whole bunch anymore.
For, like, my relationship with PewDiePie is, like, I'll watch him from time to time.
I watch more of his old videos and like that I watched before.
Yeah.
Like, his Skyrim videos are so funny.
Yeah, I never really watched PewDiePie when I was younger, but, like, my relationship with PewDiePie is, like, he's that guy who's always going to be famous, and I can watch any of his videos, and they're not going to let me down.
Hell out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, PewDiePie, Felix, he's just, like,
good job,
he's
Felix.
Literally a god. Good job, Felix. Love you. Felix is forever in our hearts. Like,
he might
he's
be, like, slowing
a peace
it down
lord.
A little bit. He might be, like, taking little breaks.
Yeah, he's taking a break.
He posts every
now.
Day, though.
Yeah.
He's been doing that for years. And
I'm
it's
actually
like, you're married now. You need to relax. You need to be like H3 and just take a break.
Me too. I totally expected everything to slow down after he got married. I totally forgot that he posts every day.
Yeah.
That's
same.
Insane.
I'm still subscribed because, you know, support Felix. But
yeah.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for an H3 update video, but he has a baby now. So I don't really listen to his podcast. I did a little bit, but I don't know. I think it's...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's this weird personal thing. Yeah. I appreciate him so much personally. Like, I don't get it.
That's the thing. Like, YouTube as a job is, like, it's hard to do that for a long time because you are a human. Yeah. You need your personal space, but it's in your personal space where you're doing that. So how do you balance work with life?
Baby,
baby. Yeah,
I tried making YouTube videos. I can't.
Me too.
I had so many ideas, man. Like, I actually had an idea for this Christmas, but I don't know. It's too much work. I got high school.
I think like work. Yeah.
Work on.
I think that's a trap that everybody is in right now, where it's like, I could make this YouTube video, but I don't really. I'm not sure
I
want to give myself.
It, then I'm
the
not
time.
Gonna do it.
Yeah. That's another thing, totally. That's, like, me and Matthew right now, I think, is, like, we both want to make videos, but I feel like we just overthink it a
just
lot.
Just, like, when it comes, it comes.
Yeah. When it comes, it comes, yeah. Like, I'll make
it's
random,
not being lazy,
dumb
it's just, you want to have it, like, perfect.
Yeah. That's, yeah, like, I've become such a perfectionist now with it.
You don't need to be, like, Selena Gomez. Who, like, literally 2 years ago, she released a song, like, at least every month.
How?
And it all sounds the same.
Drake.
I'm not a big fan of rap, if you know.
No.
I'm really sorry. I know, like, you might be, but, like...
I'm really not either, though.
Oh.
Like, I listen to Biggie Smalls and Snoop Dogg. And, Tyler, the Creator.
He's an NHL 20. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, my God. Like... Like, his music is?
No, like, he's, like, an announcer at times. He'll be like,
what?
Oh, coming in, Snoop Dogg. Yeah, yeah, on yeah,
NHL?
What's up? Iggy, Biggie. Yeah.
If this was, like, NBA, that would make sense, but...
No, he's a big hockey fan. Respect.
That is huge respect.
That's
hype, actually.
Rapper, dude.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy, actually. I didn't think about that. But, yeah. Yeah.
Good with the YouTubers.
Yeah,
I'll make a list and probably put on my story because everyone's doing that, like the decade best stuff.
Yeah,
but like
it's wild.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
With then there's also like, okay, what's like the best artist of the decade?
Best artist of the decade. Now, like I'm wearing the Tyler the Creator hat. First thing that comes to mind is artist Tyler the Creator. Tyler the Creator's daddy. But I think Tyler the Creator has been every decade's best artist, which is such a biased thing.
You listen to his old stuff and then like his new stuff. It's like
way different.
I remember like what the thing that you put on your story not too long ago. It's like when something's like over. I think you said this or someone else. When something's like overproduced, it sounds kind of bad. But like
you need to keep
things
simple.
Like, some of the stuff, like, I can't get into Kanye. I respect how, like, the production-wise is just insane.
I'm the exact
same way.
But, like,
it's just so much.
Yeah.
He's talking about not, like, well, I think every rapper is talking about nonsense. I don't like, cause I'm one of those kids that are just like, I can't get into the mumble rap or just trap, yeah, if you will. Cause it's
weirdly
like,
enough, I've gotten more into mumble rap now. Money.
I get it though. I get, yeah, like, I get the hype. It too. Yeah. I would never download the songs, but if I'm at a party or like, in the car with my buds,
let's play some dumb shit, you know? Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I've never been like, turn that off. Sounds like garbage.
Yeah.
No, yeah, like.
I get it. Like, I get everything, like, because I always, like, sure, I have, like, my thinking at the moment. It's like, okay, bad. But then, like, I
but
get
this is dumb and funny.
Second,
yeah.
You get both sides of most things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I've been, like, I've always taken music way too seriously. So it's, like,
I mean,
it took me a while to realize, like, you know, this mumble rap shit is dumb because it's funny. And because it's fun, that's why.
And then there's like auto tune. Have you seen the video of Travis Scott? Someone like didn't use his auto tune, so it was like, hey. And then it was like, so it was like a big ass like, squeak. It was just so bad.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was like, yikes. Live on stage. You looked at someone.
I think I heard about that. I didn't watch the video though.
It was so funny.
Yeah. Oh god, that would scare.
Yeah,
that would scare somebody. But
Tyler,
yeah, Tyler. I guess I'll go with Tyler because Igor was crazy. Flower Boy was also.
I listened to like a few songs. Probably on Flower. Not Igor, but
yeah, no,
I don't
like
listen or watch stuff with hype around it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, me too. Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah, the only reason like I'm so into Tyler the Creator is because like just because he's like a huge idol to me, so it makes sense. But like. Yeah, like, stuff that has hype around it, I will actually, like, even people, like, if somebody's doing really well, I won't really do anything for them, as in, like, help them promote them or anything.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm just like, you're doing great.
Yeah, you got
good,
it.
Good, you know, you're getting the recognition yeah. you deserve here.
Tyler's, like different, because he has a personality.
Yeah, Tyler's, like, fun to...
He's so,
yeah.
like...
There's like a
so
lot
that was
of substance.
A fucking lie.
Yeah,
that's just I use that so much. That was a fucking lie.
Oh my god, we like sampled him in a song we were working on. We just like cut him saying like okay, and just like
yeah, nice.
Times. Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Okay. It was amazing. Yeah, Tyler Creator, because he released Igor Flower Boy. Flower Boy came out as gay. And Igor just, like, took that whole change of, like, who he was and how he was kind of, you know, change of, I want to say personality, change of how he came across that, like, seriousness. And then kind of just became a new Tyler. He just kind of became, like, a totally new.
Yeah, you can see it, like. Artists like that, you could see how much they've grown, like, especially Childish Gambino.
Oh, yeah.
Big fan. I don't think I'll ever not be a fan of Childish Gambino.
Super crazy idol. Like,
changed so much. Like, what was the album with Redbone in it? That one was, like, completely,
Awaken
like,
my love.
Soul.
Yeah.
And just.
Yeah. It's so creative.
Buddy can do anything, really.
He can
act,
do literally anything.
Sing,
this guy is
dance.
On.
Comedy. He did a comedy show. He's funny as hell.
Yeah, he is a comedian. He is a musician. He is an actor. What can this guy not fucking
I'm not
do?
Like, I couldn't be jealous of that guy because he's so damn nice.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, he has, like, apps out. I wouldn't be surprised if that guy programs all those apps.
Yeah, and he,
because
the thing
of
is,
everything he does.
Yeah, and also the thing, he's, like, just so, like, you don't know what's going on with him. Because he doesn't share everything. He's,
that's,
like, so in.
That's something I was going to say is, like, if I could follow that guy around for a day,
see, like,
in a heartbeat,
I'd
get on a
plane
right
What does Donald
now.
Glover do?
What does
is,
Donald Glover
what does he
do in his life?
What
are
you
Who doing are you? From 8 a.m. in the morning, probably 6 a.m., 5, 4 a.m., I don't care. Probably doesn't
I
even
mean,
sleep, that guy.
The dude is normal as shit because when he got the call to play, like, Lando in the solo movie, he's like, yeah, I just bought a large cheese pizza and just went ham on it. Dude, that's funny as hell.
That is amazing.
Imagine being Lando. You just ordered pizza. God damn.
Yeah, I'm ordering pizza.
Do I have a man
yeah,
crush on
Lando.
Him? Probably.
Who doesn't? Same. Who doesn't? That guy is, like, he's the definition. Weird. He's where I want to be with my productivity.
Yeah.
God damn.
Just have everything going.
He's just literally doing everything at once. Like,
yeah, I think he has a baby as well.
Oh my God, does he?
Yeah. It's like H3, but on steroids.
That is literally on steroids, yeah.
H3 made some fire hits.
H3. Oh my God, yeah. Oh, the H3 theme song is good. That's what that made me think of. Yeah. Yeah. Tyler, Creator. Another one. Ooh. Let me think. Does it have to be music, or can it be like art? Or I guess, are we on music in general?
Yeah, just, I guess, music. Unless you like an art.
This is art in general, actually. Jack Stauber. I don't know if you know who that is.
No.
He makes, like... So, you know, like, when you're a kid, were you ever a kid at night watching Treehouse, and yes. You'd see these weird claymations? Like, weird old claymations that would, like, creep you out?
Yeah, I hate claymation. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's why... Like
Wallace and Gromit, fuck you. Not watching it.
Almost, yeah. Literally, yeah.
Coraline.
Oh.
Is that claymation? It's stop motion.
It was stop motion.
Stop motion scares me.
Yeah, still very, very creepy. That stuff creeped me out as a kid. And stuff like that is why. And that is exactly what Jack Stauber taps into. He's a crazy good musician. Really awesome. Really dope. And he makes his music videos and also just like random shorts with like Microsoft Paint and like a weird like VHS filter, and it just looks old and nostalgic, and it's really creepy, and it's awesome. Like, such a huge inspiration to me right now. And like, people have like shown me his stuff and been like, this is something you would make, and I'm like, yeah, nice. That's why I love him. Yeah, so like, yeah, I obviously really love Jack Stauber.
Give him a little
tippy tappy on the keyboard. Jack Stauber, like S T A U B E R.
Oh, I love when that happens, like a stout.
It's like oop. I love the English language.
Yeah. Any shit? What time is it?
Yeah. So
okay, wait. Any more? Gotta pretty much wrap it up.
Yeah. Jack Stauber, Tyler, the Creator. Man, I think I want to say Dayglow. Dayglow is like an artist that I've been listening to a lot lately. My new favorite artist, probably. Checking my Spotify here. Because Dayglow, Cashmere Cat is also another one.
That's the chick, right?
No.
Oh. I'm thinking of a different...
The Princess Cat Girl album?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, yeah. Cashmere Cat's a guy, but Cashmere Cat's also a very feminine name. Fun fact: my first alias, Meowsers, that's where I got the name from, was Cashmere Cat. It was very Cashmere Cat inspired.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was my little thing for a little bit.
Yeah,
Cashmere Cat, Dayglow, Brockhampton. Brockhampton. That's what I was looking for. All
right, I think I've heard Brockhampton.
Yeah.
Yeah. And mine would be Sweatercuff, be honest.
What's up? Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
With Sweatercuff?
Yeah,
Sweatercuff is it's me, Cameron, and Spencer.
No, wait, I think we talked about that. I was just saying like,
oh
yeah.
I was like, guys, here like straight up plugging myself.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll plug you after. Again. We'll plug it in. Okay, we'll go fast really quick. Best movies of the decade.
Movies of the decade.
I can't pick my favorite movie of all time. That's stupid to say, but just how is the film industry going for this decade?
This decade, insane. Indie movies are popping off. They're going. They're shooting.
Sundance makes them okay. Some of them are okay.
A24.
But some of them are. A24 is fire, dude.
Oh, yeah. Dude, insane. Midsummer. People say that movie's shit. It was not shit. It was so good. Such a good movie.
She's that Florence chick. She's kind of cute though, and she's in.
She's kind of cute though.
She is.
She's got a nice face though.
She's gonna rise up. I think that's kind of. She's gonna be a rising star, especially because she's in Black Widow.
Yeah, speaking of her, because she. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah, she's in Black Widow.
Dude, she's gonna be fine. She's doing so many movies. Oh my God,
that's insane. Good for her. Yeah, because she's also in that movie. Yeah, please come on the show. Little Woman, that movie. I think that was. Called
she's in that too.
Yeah, she's in that too with Emma Watson. I want to see that so bad.
Wasn't there like a movie like already like that with like Emma Stone? That's why I was kind of confused.
Wasn't there already? I totally thought the same thing.
Yeah, I mean Timothy Chalamet's in it, and that guy's a heartthrob. Not gay, but his name was Kyle and Lady Bird. But... So Kyle's just get it.
Yeah, Kyle's for Kyle's bro. That's how it works. I'm not a Kyle, but I can. If I saw someone, an Andrew,
could,
I'd
you,
think
he could
it's
actually
pretty cute.
Pass as a Kyle for sure.
Me? Thanks. Yeah, I got the like.
You got the Kyle-ness.
I got the Kyle.
I'm just wearing. If you're watching it on YouTube, I'm wearing like.
A that's amazing.
With Rudolph in it. In it.
That's a very cute looking Rudolph.
Yeah,
I like
my
that.
Man titties.
Dude, same though. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Little Woman. Looks very good. Definitely want to see that. Midsummer was so good. Lady Bird, same actress.
Well, I like Lady Bird.
Lady Bird was good. Man, there's another one that I totally forget. But yeah, like a lot of there's this one that takes place in Florida. These kids go to Disneyland or something like that.
It's with that Green Goblin guy, right?
Yes, William Dafoe, yeah.
I have it on my list to watch.
Yes. Oh, what is that movie called? It was so good. I saw it with my friend.
Was it actually good?
Yeah,
I'll take a little peek. I think it was like the Florida Project. I think that's what it was called.
The Orlando Project.
Something Project.
Yeah. It was, that was a movie. That was a lot to take in. But it was also a fun watch. I like movies that are kind of like slice of lifey, but also really heavy in what they are. And yeah, insane. It was insane to see. I think that's kind of it for movies that have affected me.
I think like, and I've touched a little bit on the film industry. I'll be a little quick with this, guys. Don't even trip, dog. I think it's going pretty well. Obviously, like, superheroes are taking the storm and stuff. It's the new age, and I think streaming services is changing the way of how people watch shit.
Yeah.
But I think it's a little too much. Like, Netflix is overpriced.
There's
too much
aspect
to watch.
That is, like, Disney Plus is, like, the most obvious example. Disney Plus is just holding you by your gooch and saying, give me your money. Like, it is the biggest money rip, but everybody's going to do it.
It's good for the price for the moment.
It is.
Because when their new projects come in, it's going to up the price because Marvel TV shows. I'm not that excited for them, as I said before.
No,
I'm not.
Yeah. Like, I'm good with Endgame. I'm probably going to keep watching.
I've been totally superhero fatigued. Nothing matters
literally
anymore.
Yes. Thank you. You couldn't have put that in better words.
Like, DC, I have hope for.
DC, yeah. I need to get on the DC train. I have not watched a lot of DC movies to be
Wonder Woman's
honest.
Great. Shazam was awesome.
Shazam,
Aquaman,
yeah.
Liked it. The visuals, kind of
weird.
Aquaman,
that's how I feel about Aquaman.
Jason Momoa, like, is Jason Momoa in anything he's in? He's just all, ooh, wah, chikata, da. He's like that in everything.
I like that.
The Apple Plus, whatever it's, the Apple streaming service.
Is there an Apple streaming service now?
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know that.
Dude, yeah. He has a new TV show. It's called C, and he's literally Jason Momoa in it. What that means is he's basically a caveman, and I don't know. C.
That's amazing. That's so funny, actually.
Ooh-ha.
Ooh-ha. Shark bait. Ooh-ha. Yeah.
Shark bait. Ooh-ha. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Film industry is going good. My favorite movie is La La Land.
Yeah, I have to see La La Land because that looked like such a good movie.
I don't like musicals.
I don't know why I haven't seen that yet.
But it's good.
Yeah.
It puts a little spin on, like, it's like It's like everything that you'd expect, but it's like, I don't know how to explain it. No, but it's just, it's really good. It's really good.
Yeah.
I like fun movies. Baby Driver, fun.
Baby Driver. Oh my God. How did I miss that?
I want to get that car so bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Ansel Elgort,
dude, how are you doing?
Amazing. Right? Yeah. Oh, such a good movie. Yeah. Baby Driver was actually like the superhero movie of my dreams. So nice. Like, yeah.
We'll get we got some fan questions. Lot of bots. And this will be the last
bots.
Thing. This will be the last thing.
Kay. Okay.
No, for you.
Okay, yeah.
Biggest upcoming star in music after 2019.
Biggest upcoming star in music after 2019. Like, is that like local or like
could be local, your opinion? Yeah.
Biggest upcoming star in music. Oh man, that's a hard one. There's a lot. I think Tennyson is already like world known, but like I think they still deserve a lot more. Tennyson is they're from here in Edmonton, but they are, yeah, they're Luke and Tess, and they're insane. Like they got jazz in their blood. They're like, they're crazy. They have been working with so many people that I like, a couple anyway. They don't do a lot of collabs, but like Mr. Carmack, whom I hold high up on a pedestal of SoundCloud.
You did it.
They did it. They collabed with them. Yeah, Tennyson and. Biggest upcoming artist? Oh man.
But they would have like a breakout year.
Fluff Pink.
Yeah. Just like kind of like breakout years, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think Fluff Pink is going to take off. I personally, like, Fluff Pink hates me. But like.
Shit. Well, what happened?
Oh, he's just. No, he doesn't hate me. I just like. I'm annoying to him on Discord.
Oh. But, yeah. Oh God.
Yeah, but like I think he's doing something for himself. He's a good guy, Kaz. He's definitely gonna do well in the industry. Yeah, that's all I can really say though for now.
Nice.
Yeah,
thank you, Irish Canadian O2.
Thank you.
That's Michael Schmuel.
I love you. Love you.
Jaden.molo. Okay, is Trump really in a peach dough? I wanted to get in politics with you.
Yeah.
But we're a little late.
No, it's okay.
It could be a part two eventually.
We can. We can totally do a part two. I'd love to.
Because I know, like, you.
I'm not, like, crazy about politics, but, like, there's not a lot I feel like I'd be bad to have a big conversation on politics.
Yeah.
Maybe not, though. I don't know. Trump is a bad guy. Trump is bad.
He's in a peach dough.
Trump really do be in a peach, though.
He is in a peach.
Like, he in a peach. Like, for real, if you think about it, man's got a little bit of that red on his face.
Damn, bro.
Kind of got a peach, if you know what I mean.
It's kind of thick, too.
Kind of thick.
Like a peach.
Kind of thick. So, yeah, Trump really do be in a peach.
He's in it.
You know, he might not be the best president, but... Shit, that's a peach, you know.
Yeah, we'll get into part two.
Yeah, we can do part two with politics. Sure.
I don't know anything, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. I'll brush up on my facts. Yes. Yeah.
Noah. Okay, we're gonna go deep, which kind of sucks. It's gonna blow the.
It's gonna blow the lid.
He said, "Let's go deep. The pros if humanity went extinct."
Whoa.
Fuck.
I know.
Thanos.
The pro. Gone.
No, all the pros. We just don't live.
We just.
There's no pro to extinction.
Wait.
He said if.
Oh,
man,
I read that like
went extinct.
Pros, as in like pros and cons. Wait.
Oh, no. Like the
pro. Like professionals.
Pros. Pros and cons.
Oh, okay.
So just basically just the pros of it.
All of them are gone. No, I'm kidding. But like, I think.
Just wouldn't live.
If you want me to get deep, yeah. Like, if you want me to get deep about it,
humanity has changed. I had a deep conversation with none other than Matthew Rutten last night about this.
He's a deep guy.
He's actually amazing. Yeah. Like, we have changed so much. I'm not saying humanity is garbage now. I'm saying, like, we've gotten a lot of good stuff, too.
Hell yeah, we're not that racist anymore.
Exactly.
I think we're more of, like, a friendly group of people. I think we tend to reach out more. Well, sometimes, but...
I think I'm starting to realize, too, that, like, Matt, like, this is a little edgy. This is a little bit... people aren't going to agree with me on this. But, like, I think male rights is something that has to come back soon because I'm starting to see, and not to spill too much tea, but personally... like women abusing what they have now in society with being able to,
like, say if I touched you,
yeah,
I get that, dude, the Me Too thing.
Yeah, like,
it's funny how, like, the Me Too thing, but, like, the lead person, she was a victim, she was
see, that's what I mean.
That's so ironic.
Like, you know, yeah,
I 1000% understand what you're saying, because it's just we don't, it, like, obviously there's a lot of A-type men but in stuff, but it's just like some people don't have their opinions anymore.
Yeah,
everything has to be like straight line, this is the way. Cancel culture, we got
cancel culture,
just,
yeah,
the feminists, but then
one.
Brie Larson dresses up in that dress and she's hosting Jimmy Kimmel, and then it's like, look at them titties, bro. And then we can't say anything about the dress,
yeah,
because she's a feminist, but, like, look at my boobs at the same time.
Yeah, you know. It's such a weird situation, because, like, you know, I've had girls, like, not girls, like, a girl say things about me that aren't true. Like,
oh, whoa.
Yeah.
That sucks.
This is unfortunately pretty recent, and I'm still kind of dealing with it, because I've never done anything to make any girl uncomfortable in any way. You know, like, my mom definitely dealt with stuff in her past. I have learned from friends, from family, you know, respect women. You should never do anything.
Yeah.
You know, just, yeah, I don't do that to women. So I'm starting to find a lot more women nowadays.
They abuse the power.
Abusing the power that they've been given in society, because, and I've, like, been all for giving that power to, yeah, them.
It's like, if you want, I'm not just saying, like, if you want respect, you can't do that. I guess I kind of am, but,
yeah,
it's like, just, like, if you're out, like, because some girls, it's like, they just want the sex, and it's like, if you want the respect, you have,
yeah,
to, like,
I'm starting to learn, like,
maybe society is going a totally different way.
Yeah,
it's abusive. Power.
It's an abuse of power, and that's in human nature is also one thing you gotta understand too. Like, people are always gonna want to abuse power some way or another, and that, like, no matter who they are. And I'm not saying everybody's a terrible person, but I'm also saying, like, you have to look out for that, and you have to be able to correct each other on that. And it's okay to, like, be friends with somebody who's abusive with power, but you have to be able to not be a bystander.
Yeah.
And you have to say, you know what, like, what you're doing is wrong, but, like, I have faith that you will change yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's a little touchy. It's a little touchy.
A little touchy. For little touchy. Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was good, Andrew. I think we're gonna end it.
Yeah.
Thank you for the questions.
Thank you.
This is probably my longest and honestly favorite podcast so far.
Thank you.
I think that was a lot of fun because I hardly know him.
Yeah.
He used to be the kid that I would go to and say, hey, man. I need to be at the bus stop, so I'd be like,
yeah.
I think we got to know each other more from, like, texts and stuff. That's actually, yeah, happened with, like, people I used to know, sorta. So glad you have on the podcast. We'll get Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah,
we'll
Matt, you're next, or maybe.
Maybe, I think.
Maybe, yeah.
But, yeah, honestly, I think this is it for this decade. Last episode of the decade. See you later. I got that 2020 vision. I'm going to plug you. Sweater Cuff.
Follow it. The gang. Yep.
Follow him
Andrew
at Andrew Toast.
Toast.
Follow me at EdiumCityHouton.com. Houghton. Yep, that's it. But anyways, guys, Merry Christmas. the filthy animals, and goodbye.
Love you.